informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ashley with your 8am deadlines. In local news, Queensland's incoming Premier plans to review all major infrastructure projects for the Brisbane 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games, making the future of the $2.7 billion rebuild of the Gabba Stadium uncertain. This comes as Stephen Miles also prepares for a significant cabinet reshuffle, vowing to bring in new faces to the lineup of state government ministers. Mr. Miles announced that under the state government, an independent infrastructure agency would be set up to deliver projects for upcoming games. In national news, this week, Australia has become the first country in the world to announce a ban on engineered stone, coming into effect July 2024. This material has become a staple in many home, kitchen, and bathroom renovations, as it is affordable and durable. The decision to ban engineered stone has been years in the making. Back in 2015, an Australian worker developed silicosis, a long-term and fatal lung disease caused by breathing in silica dust after working with engineered stone. Since then, hundreds more cases have been diagnosed. In international news, former Prime Minister of Pakistan Imran Khan has been indicted on charges of leaking state secrets, several media channels reported. The charges related to a classified cable sent to Islamabad by Pakistan's ambassador in Washington last year, which Mr. Khan is accused of making public. A guilty verdict under the Official Secrets Act could bring up to 14 years in prison or even a death sentence, lawyers say. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 34. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.